Welcome to the 12th episode of the Business in Poland podcast brought to you by Biz in Poland, your key to the Polish market and actually also the Danish market. This episode is also brought to you by Business in Poland Mastermind Group, a business community that you can join for free on Facebook. Just please remember to accept the group rules. There are almost 1,900 people there and the number is growing. There will of course link to the Business in Poland Mastermind Group in the show notes. Other big business news in Poland is that from July 1st next year, e-invoicing will be mandatory in Poland. So if you are not already doing that, then it is good to be prepared for it because it can be very expensive if you don't follow the new law. I will briefly cover it, but I strongly recommend that you contact your accountant for details regarding e-invoicing also because the rules most likely will change over time. Originally, the National E-Invoice System, i.e., the central database where all transactions must be reported, was to be mandatory from January 1, 2024. After consultations with business organizations in Poland, the Ministry of Finance announced that the system would become mandatory only from July 1, 2024. This is a revolutionary change for entrepreneurs in Poland. Each invoice will have to be issued in electronic form and entered into the system. The Treasury will see it right away. It is not possible to cancel or withdraw it. The only way to make corrections is to issue a correcting invoice. According to the draft act, KCF will be mandatory from July 1, 2024, 6 months later. E-invoicing will be available to tax-exempt entrepreneurs. Many companies already use it voluntarily, but it turns out there are a lot of problems with this. The 10 most important of these are according to a Polish law firm as follows. 1. When reporting transactions in KCF, we will have two invoice dates. The first is in the company's financial system. The second is the date of submission to KCF. Only the latter will be relevant for tax purposes. In practice, there will be discrepancies between these dates, e.g., in the event of rejection of a document by KCF or delays in accepting batches of invoices. This will cause problems with demonstrating the tax obligation in VAT and determining the moment when the income arises in PIT/CIT, and also with the calculation of the exchange rate, especially when invoices are issued at the end of the month/year. 2. If the invoice is inconsistent with the logical structure of the system, KCF will reject it after identifying the first error, without examining the entire document. This means the need to send it multiple times, which can be particularly troublesome when preparing parcels. 3. Entrepreneurs often provide various attachments with the invoice, e.g., acceptance protocols. They will not be sent to KCF, so they must be delivered separately, e.g., by email. It will be difficult to connect them in the system with the invoice. This forces you to change the procedures used in the company. 4. Not only Polish companies, but also foreign companies with a permanent place of business in Poland will have to report transactions. It is very difficult to locate this place. This is shown e.g. divergent tax interpretations and court judgments, so there is a risk that many foreign companies will not realize that they have a new obligation. It is also a problem for Polish entrepreneurs who will have to check contractors. 5. Obligatory e-invoicing is also to cover consumer sales. As a rule, it is registered at the cash register. However, the buyer may request an invoice. Listing it in a stationary store in the KCF system will be long and troublesome. Six. In corporate relations, payment terms are often counted from the date of issuing the invoice, i.e., from the date of its acceptance by KCF. There will be problems with counting this deadline, e.g., when an invoice is rejected by the system. It must be corrected, and the deadline will start to run only from the moment of effective entry into the KCF. 7. Invoices issued in KCF can be sent by email. However, they must be marked, most likely with a QR code. Buyers will have to check each time whether the invoice visualization sent by email is consistent with the document issued in KCF. 8. In case of failure of KCF, invoices should be issued in XML format. They must then be delivered to the buyer. They must be entered into the system within 7 days of restoring the functionality of the system. You may find that the buyer has two invoices with different dates. Entrepreneurs must therefore ensure that documents are not duplicated. 9. Many foreign customers buying from Polish companies make the so-called self-billing. Should invoices issued by foreign buyers not registered in Poland for VAT purposes be sent to KCF? If so, they must register. 10 point, although the new regulations are still full of open questions, the tax office is already threatening with penalties. For example, if the entrepreneur fails to enter the invoice into the KCF, the tax office will impose a fine of up to 100% of the amount paid. The tax amount is not less than 1,000 PLN. In other words, it seems like it is a good idea to start learning this system soon. In the show notes, I will off-link to KSF where there is more information. Please notice that no information is in English, so if you don't speak Polish, I recommend you to, for example, use Chrome so you can use Google Translate on those websites. Moreover, I strongly recommend you to contact your accountant regarding the e-invoicing system, and maybe it is best to do that when we are in 2024 because the details may change before 1st of July 2024. That was what I had for you in this 12 episode of Biz in Poland podcast. Remember to join the Business in Poland Mastermind group on Facebook for free, where you will get more information and where you can network as well. See the link in the show notes. Also remember to contact the owner of Biz in Poland if you need help with the Polish or Danish market. You can contact Soren Christensen via infobizinpoland.com, and on bizinpoland.com you can also read more about the services that Biz in Poland offers. Next episode will come sooner than this one for sure, and the podcast will in the future be a mix of information like this episode and interviews with entrepreneurs in Poland like the one Soren made with Brian Allen in an earlier episode of Business in Poland podcast. So stay tuned and thanks for listening. Bye.